ואני דייק נאשר כן פייסר בכלל ובכל הארץ חושב מסליס אין פייסר ופשר משנה צו ואובי שלט משמע אחת לא יום עליהם כיצד יבויו ושלוי בכלל ושלוי בכלל אני נאבו צנק לי דבר מויה ומרוד איתו נגבו לשלג הרי למעלים, רבי יולי מרן מיילים, ומיד רבי ישמי לתית אמירי בערי ויאלי תיבר, שמע מנו די שלג למחשי, אתה מתאמת. ופוליק רבי יהודה, שהביאו בכלי הערך. ומשלימים, because he says, ומיד רבי יולי שמי לתית אמירי בערי בו. הנה כאלה, לתית אמירי. But not שלג בערי. רבי יולי נא, because he is חלק. Implication being that they are the חכמים, they hold, even שלג בכלי. So he's מדי. ומאוד איתו נגבו לשלג הרי למעלה רבי יהודה אמרי מיילים אל רבי יהודה שמי תתעניר בערי ובעיר אל תיבר שמע מלשלג מחשת הנקמה ופורית רבי יהודה ואת הנקמה איז מחשיר עד שאיבי בכלי הערב ומשלימים בימית ואפילו אין אלימוע So far it's like the first lotion but here comes the difference between the first lotion and the next day lotion אבל עשיס מקווה כולה או ירובי משלג אפשר למה אפשר למה דו המיילה עמית וקטונה, בפירוש היא מצטרף לרי, אבל שמענו היתה לעשיס כולה יהיה אפילו מחצה משלג. ואפילו היא נספשה, ריבים איכתו התמרוץ. ויעשה מים, ויעשה מים, אין ביודענו להתיה. צ'יבן ושעשה ועושה, לא יראו לתפילה. ודאי משום שוב, לא יפוסל, דידפתי במים, יתפסול שיבה. ולא יבישה עוד דברים, ואף אגב דם שמידווה עושה כל המקווה משלג לכתחילה וכמיים מורים חושב לו So how can we say that only to be משלים למקווה ולשלג יקר But לעשה איזה מקווה כולה יראו בי משלג אם לאחר שנספה שנה So it doesn't say, so it's very good task, so it doesn't say anything So again, we have here some sentences missing So the Nachlesh feels supplies So he says, ואף אגב דם שמיד ועושו כל המקווה, משלג לכתחילה, וכמיים גמורים חושב לו, אבל, so he supplies, he puts it, אבל תנקם את מסניסים, ואומר מיילים, חילק, ואולי מכשיר הלש. So that's the difference between the Anyudaiti lotion in the Eshkol and the first lotion in the Eshkol. The first lotion in the Eshkol assumes there is no machlekes between Tanakam and Anshimikre. And Mimele, so we passed that you can be table with Shelley, even Shelley that is shown by the Kli, all the Memso, and then you dumped it from the Kele into the Mikveh, so it's a light. So it's a light. Masheinke, and when the Tanakam says, so according to the first lotion in the Eshkol, Tanakam says, Mailim, it doesn't mean that the Mailim, it means even all the Memso can be of Shelley. And even if it was shown originally the Kli. But on the title lotion of the Eshkol holds, that on that point there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Anshe Midveh. So through the Anshe Midveh held that all the Memsor can consist of Shelek, even though it was shown. But the Tanakam is Chelek, and Tanakam holds that all the Shelek not. But the new Shelek yes. Now Rashi in Sukkot Daf Yutes has the same shit. Rashi in Sukkot Daf Yutes says, that the mikveh can be used to supplement mayim, to be mashlim in the memso. But if it's rubi shalek, then it cannot be used. Not because of shor, you see. The middle lotion in the eshkel, the yesh mishemeya, so holds that you cannot use shalek v'rubi if it is shor. But suppose the shalek he just snowed in. Suppose it just happened that the shalek snowed in, just as water rains in. So the shalek snowed in the mikveh. It was open, and then snow dropped. So then according to Yesh Mishemeya, so then it's all right, even though all the memso consist. But Rashi Shita in Sukkah is no. The shalek is mayim, but it's not exactly mayim. It's mayim, but it's solid mayim. It's not liquid mayim. So in other words, so if rubi consists of shalek, then there cannot be any tefillah. Because mikveh requires tefillah in mayim, in liquid mayim, not in solid mayim. But since it is mayim, so mimele if the roof consists of liquid mayim, and the meat consists of solid mayim, so it's a lie, so it can be mitzvah. But the roof has to consist of liquid mayim. So that's the shiteh. So that's the shite of the liyusdaiti of the eshkel. In other words, so the liyusdaiti of the eshkel is the eshkel, that the psul of shuvim doesn't apply to shelig altogether. It doesn't apply to shelig altogether. But to be teivel in shelig, that is kulei shelig, you cannot, because you have to be teivel in liquid mind. But since it is mayim, the same substance as mayim, so mainly it can be too light, it can be mashal. Pumemso. It can be mashal. So he says, but then he says, Avolishamani or heter, lasis kule, or yafilu mechza mishalet, ve yafilu in yispashe, ahakein, ve yose mayim, ein biyodeinu lehati. So we could, you see, so on that point, it differs from Rashi in Sukidakites. Because Rashi Shite in Sukidakites is, that you can use a new challenge and be tevel in a mixture, in memso, a mixture of mayim and challenge. Let's say 21 so mayim and yuteso challenge. So you can table it. It's table it. But kuri challenge, not. But if you had 40 so challenge and then all the challenge, the 40 so challenge melted into mayim, then according to Rashi and Sugilafites, you can table it. But the Eshkel says, והפילון מספש רחקים, ויוסם מים, אין ביודינו להטיה, כאילו בבשס אבוסה לא יורו לתביר. Now, so you could say, you could explain it on the basis of show. Even though he says that there is no psul of show in Shalei, maybe he means that there is no psul like the middle shite, the Yesh Mishemer, that there is no psul of show for Dimulugi, but the psul of show, or Kuli show, or Hubin show, it does apply. But it's not mashma that this is what it means. From the washing of the Eshel, it's mashma. The feeling is pasher hakim v'yose mayim, im v'yodin lahatia, jim v'shas avosin, or yorol itvile, vada im shim show v'pos. What did he mention, vada im shim show v'pos? The dafki mayim itu psul shuvet, the way we showed what? So you should say, Vadai mishim shov, mishim dimulugi, loy posel. But he says, Vadai mishim shov, loy posel. So it's mashma that the psul of shov doesn't apply to shov. Even the psul of shov, of rubin shov, does not apply to shov. It doesn't apply to shov. But, so why is it posel if it's spashe? So in other words, so it means that if originally it was shelek, if originally it was shelek, and then it was Nispasheir, so then and then it was Nispasheir, so then it is possible even if it wasn't shown for the beginning. Why? Now, the Chayvet in Bala Nefesh mentions a wash. There are many things, I mean, the Ravid Bar Nefesh says that are exactly like the things that the Ravid Bar Eshkel says. I mean, so that can be understood because, you know, he was the son-in-law of the Bar Eshkel and he was the Talmud of the Bar Eshkel. So he says many things of the Bar Eshkel. But the Ravid in the Bar Eshkel, I mean, the Bar Nefesh says, Yishuel, the Oma, Hashelig in Mayres HaMikveh, Afilulich Sheis Pashel Ame Oma, in Mayres, my time, Bishas Nifile Eichel Kochoshel Lein. So he mentioned something else, not Shelig. Not because Shelig is an Eichel, it's a salad. So it's not a Mashke. In other words, in order to be used, to be whole, for Tvile, it has to be a Mashke. Not an Eichel. So in Mayle, some little scenes, the Shastri feeling, when it snowed in, even if it wasn't Joel, it just snowed in the mikveh. So at that time, Bishas Lefila Lemikve, it had Hashem Eichel. So mainly it's not holy Tefila even after 8 months. But of course, let's say many times, let's say you manipulated that water should run into the mikveh, and that water might have originated in Shalit. You know, sometimes it snows in the street, and then it melts, so, and then that water drops into a mikveh. So then it's alright, even though originally it was Shalit. Because at the time when it was Nefil in the mikveh, it was already in the form of what? Mashenkin, at the time of the Nefilah Misecha Mikveh. Of the Nefilah Misecha Mikveh, Ken Shenechel, not Mashke. And then it melted. So Mimele, it does not have a Chalisha Mikveh. Now, let's in order to have a Chalisha Mikveh, it must be Mayim at the time of the Nefilah. But if at the time of the Nefilah is a Mikveh, so it has a Shenechel, so Mimele, it does not have a Shemikveh. So I suppose that this is the Pshat in the Eshkel. This is the Pshat in the Eshkel. All right. So we have in the Eshkel, we have three different sheets. Now let's see the Ravid Balanetz. We'll see the Ravid Balanefesh in the regular text and in Kapach's text. It's all very different. I mean, so many shirim. Alright. Tchila Aforish. That's Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, page 67, in Shara Mai. Tchila Aforish. Kichol Loshin Haloye, Ho'omo Kalu, Loshin Tziru Ve'achshal. Ve'imu Mayim Ve'i Pesel. השלג עבור עוד הכביר והגליב ביטית אמירק וזה שאומר למסרסית את אמירק יחיח שהוא מצטרף וממסור ומיר עם הגילומי ומפורש בזלוח עם תתאמירק שהוא מצטרף דווקא שהפורו שייכל ושייסר להם so it is so soft that the poro the behime can drink from the תתאמירק but if it is not that soft so then it doesn't have it in my mind ועל שם שהוא יוכל להביא כמקוי או קוי כמיים נתחניר כיצד מעלם ולפסל מיקווה שיש בממסור חסרחס ונופו מהם נסיך איסור, ואלו, נמצא מעלם לפסל. אומר רבי קיבא, אומר רבי שמואל דום כנגד אלוהים, השלג למעלה. אומר להם, שמידו משמי שאומר להם, צאו והוביאו שלג ועשמיקו בתחיל. רבי יחמי נורא אימר אין עבורת כמיים. למדנו מכאן כי השלג, אף על פי שמודדי במידו ונוס לסיך המקווה, לא ידע לי שאין פסל משום שובו, אלו שהוא משלו לבמסו. ומי לא פסלים, אין צורך לימה, שאין פסל. So that's like the pshat that the Eshkel mentions. So that what it says, when the Mishnah says Male v'loy peislim, it means it's Male, it can even be mashlim. Alachas kamo v'chamo, in other words, it can even be mashlim when it's choked. Alachas kamo v'chamo, that it doesn't affect, it doesn't involve the psul of Male. This is what the Mishnah says. In other words, Shelek is Male. Shelek show. Shelek show is Male. Alachas kamo v'chamo, that it doesn't, it doesn't puzzle, it doesn't involve the psul of people with the mayushim. So in other words, it means if you have 39 sof of mayim, regular mayim, and then you filled up one sof of shelek in the kele, and you dumped it into the mikveh, so it's mashlim. This shelek shov is mashlim the mem sof. Alachas kamo v'chamo, that it doesn't involve the psul when you're, it doesn't involve the psul of people with the mayushim. In other words, if you dump the sof if you dump a saw of shelling into lamites mayim shim shuvi, and after that, so another saw drained in, so that's coming. How many it's not possible? This is the first pshat in the Mishnah. Then he mentions another pshat which Kapach's text does not even have. Umisha reitzaleima tarte milanimu. So then he mentions another pshat. So the first pshat in Malay Ben Peslin is Malay, that Shalit Shov is Malay, Allah has come out needless to mention, that Shalit Shov doesn't pass. And then he mentions another pshat. Um, Shalit Shalim ha-tal te-milinu, Malay ne-chadi no-fal mi-meil, Bilay Peslin, he-chadi ro-malay, mi-o me-bi-yodayim, mi-o he-chadi ro-mi-no-bi-yodayim, lo-malay. So he has a very interesting pshat, that it means two separate halachas, the Mishnah says. Malay means that if, let's say, you had Lamites saw Mayim Shem Shuvim in the mikveh, and then one saw of snow deep by itself, nacho. So it's Mal. So it's a kosher mikveh. In kosher mikveh. But when it pays sale, if you had Lamites saw Mayim Shem Shuvim in the mikveh, and then you filled up in the kele one saw of shelet show, and then you dumped it in the mikveh, and then another saw of Mayim lady. So we do not. So we have in final analysis, we have 40 so mentions of it. But one saw of Shemet Shaul came into the mikveh before there was Memsah, so it doesn't pass. Masha'inke, but only if after the dumping of the saw Shemet Shaul, so there it rained in a saw of mine of, so it rained in a saw of rained in. Masha'inke, if it didn't rain in, it cannot be so bad. But if Shemet Shaul came in, then it can even be mashed. Then it can even be mashed. In other words, Tate Milanin, Mali Nechad Nochal Mele, Yule Paisley, Heche de Roma Milamele Biyadai. But Mil, Heche, de Romino Biyadai is Loimal. Now, how do we explain this? How do we explain this, Hite? Now, before that, you see, the Rav of Baal Nefesh was discussing the Inyan of Amshach. And he mentioned the Kashe that all the Shani mentioned, on one hand, there is Istam Mishneh, in the place like Reb Lezer Yaakov, that Amshoche is Gerbier, there is Rof Elishov, so in other words, so and then Mute of Shov is Nimshach, so Reb Lezer Yaakov says, so is all right, Gerbier Amshoche, so I would say there is Rof Elishov, and then you are Mamshir, a Mute Shov, then it's all right, but if Amshoche is realized as the Rof, so then it's not effective, and Rabbi Yechanan says that Allah is a Mishnah. So that means that according to Rabbi Yechanan, Allah is like Rabbi Yaakov. On the other hand, Rabbi Yechanan says in Tmure that Shuvashim Shechua Kulok Shevos, all the Shemim is as the case. So there are many Terutzim. Now, please. So he mentions the Shite of the Shiltes. The Shita of the Shiltes is that when Rabbi Yechanan says Shuvashim Shechua Kulok Sheiro, he doesn't mean that if you had Memsof Maim Shuvi in the keler, and then you spilled it on the ground, and then Tuam Shochet it came into the mikveh, so it's kosher. Then it's possible. But what it means is, if you have, let's say, Memso Maim Shuv, and you spilled it on the ground, then it came into the mikveh. And after this Memso that came into the mikveh, that was Shov originally, and then Tuam Shochit came into the mikveh, so it started to rain, and the new Memso rained in. So in other words, so you have Memso, Eilun Shuvi, that rained in. So you don't have to resort to the Memso on which Amshoche was realized. So if Amshoche hadn't been realized on the initial Memso, so then the reigning in of Memso wouldn't be Machshel. Mashenke, as a result of the fact that Amshoche was realized on the Memso, and then new Memso, Eilun Shuvi, rained in, so it's kosher. This is how the Shiltes explains Shuvashim Shechua Kulok Sheiro. And the Raivet Bala Nefesh approves of the Shiltes, of the Rav Rebaches, Pshat. Now, and then he mentions, so then he says, according to this, the regular text of the Bala Nefesh, so he says, V'im Teima, Jim Listam Asnissim Kereb Leza V'yakel, V'ich Omer Rabi Yechanan Shuvashim Shechua Kulok Sheiro, Kasha de Rabi Yechanan Rabi Yechanan, Domer Rabi Yechanan Lochi Stam Mishne, V'ani Aforesh, She'yir Dir Lishneim Kayomim, דהו דהו מרב יחנן שובה שמשכו הכולו תירו כלי מה שהם פיסלס לא יבטחילו ולא יביסי so the קשירו doesn't mean קשירו their קשירו means לא יפיסלס לא יפיסלס in other words if you have memso so then this memso that was originally shown and which Hamshoche was realized doesn't pass so sometimes קשירו means קשירו that this water itself can be used and sometimes קשירו has the meaning has the connotation, it doesn't pass. But not that this water itself constitutes the water of the tefillah. So in order to have water for tefillah, so we have another memso that is kshel. Then he mentions so where do we find such a thing? So he mentions, this is an example. So then he said, Heichu Motzilu B'Mikve Kosher, Veim Abhirunbei, Veim Mitzarei. Where do we find such a thing, that we should say Kosher, and Veim Abhirunbei, but he doesn't pass on the other Memso, that is Kosher. Unlike regular Gimelugi Maim Shuvim, that passes the other Maim Shem Shuvim. So he mentions this as example. Mishne Shalim Hashavim. Mishne Shalim Hashavim. So, in other words, so that second pshat that says the Ta'atim Milonimu, so he again assumes that they are two separate psul. One psul of Shovis, that the Gimelugi Maim Shuvim passes, even though the Mikveh Hezeh Halishem Mikveh. For example, in the case where Rog is in Shov, so then we apply our law of Lubiki Kule. If, because you see, Eyum Shuvim cannot have, Shov cannot have a Chalisha Mikve. But if Rog is in Shov, so then by applying the principle of Lubiki Kule, so it's considered as if it's Kule in Shov. By applying the law of Lubiki Kule. So mainly Chalisha Mikve it has. But there is another law, the Chachomim made a special takole. Even though it has a Chalisha Mikve. Because of the law of Lubiki Kule and the Rog Mayim. Is any show, but Chachomim passed on that in as much as that mikveh, which has a Chalishen mikveh, has given Lugim Shuvim. So a Chalishen mikveh it has, but there is a special Psul Rabot. Mashenke, if Rov is Nacho, then he doesn't even have a Chalishen mikveh. Now, if he doesn't have it, so the Mele, the second Loshin in the Raivet Bala Nefesh is that as far as Shelag is concerned, so it depends. I mean, so it is similar. It is similar to the middle Russian, to this second Russian in the Esher. But he applies it differently. In other words, so the second Russian in the Bala Nefesh holds that insofar as the psul of Gimelugim Shuvim is concerned, that puzzles the Mikveh, even though the Mikveh continues to have a Chalisha Mikveh, still it puzzles Midrabonon. So that psul Midrabonon of Gimelugim Shuvim does not apply to Shal. It doesn't apply to Shal. It only applies to liquid mayim, not to solid mayim. But then there is another aloha, that any show does not, that show does not have a chalisha mikveh. Only any show can have a chalisha mikveh. So mimele, the second version of Bala Nefesh holds that this aloha applies to shalik. In other words, shalik show, shalik any show, if it's snowed in, can have a chalisha mikveh. But shalik show cannot have a chalisha mikveh. So Mimele, he says, Tatamilinu, Malin Echadino from Mimele, Vilay Paisley, Heiche, the Romele Mirme Beyodai. So the Psul, so Heiche, the Romele Mirme Beyodai. So in other words, so what does it mean? That there must be Memso, so it's analogous to the Svore of the Shiltes in Ridatam Shoche. What is the Shiltes saying in Ridatam Shoche? That even if Amshoche is realized, and all the Memso, so it doesn't pass. In other words, if we have an additional Memso, even Shuvim, so it's all right. Why? Because Amshoche can only take away the Psul of Gimelugim. Amshoche is only effective to take away the Psul of Gimelugim. And that's exactly the reason as to why Birubi Amshoche is not effective. Only the Mute Amshoch is effective. Why? Because if the Rov is initial, so a Chalisha Mikveh it has. But there is, it has the Psul of Gimelugim Maim Shuvim, so Amshoch is Mafkia the Psul of Gimelugim Maim Shuvim. Masheike, if Rov Memso is show, so then he doesn't have a Chalisha Mikveh. Amshoch cannot confer a Chalisha Mikveh. So Mimele, so that's why the Shilte says that if, let's say, Amshoch was realized on all the Memso, well, I know the Memso. So then, Rabbi Yechana said, Kshero. And what does it mean, Kshero? It doesn't pass. But a Chalisha Mikveh cannot be Chal on that Memso that was originally shown. So the Shem Mikveh couldn't be Chal on it before. So even after Amshoche, a Chalisha Mikveh could not be Chal. Because it was at the very outset shown. So a Chalisha Mikveh cannot be Chal on that Mayim. But as a result of the Amshoche that was realized, and the original Memso Maim Shuvim, so the Psul, so it's Matkia, the Psul of Gimelugim Maim Shuvim. So Mele, the Psul of Gimelugim Maim Shuvim will not be Chal. So since the Psul of Gimelugim Maim Shuvim will not be Chal, if it will rain in, Memso will rain in after that, so then you'll be able to be Tamer. You'll be able to be Tamer. So then you ask a question. So then, it's like, now let's say, if Amshoche was realized on Memso Maim Shuvim, and that came into the Midrash. So that is Mafkia the Psul of Yimudim, I'm showing. But this Memsor is not all in Tefillin, because it doesn't have the Chalishe Mikra. Then it rains in and another Memsor comes in. So then the Shilta says that it's kosher. But since you have a mixture of two Memsors, one Memsor that does not have a Chalishe Mikra, and another Memsor that has a Chalishe Mikra, so why is it good? The answer is because we of Mikvois. So that means when one immerses himself in the old Memsor that does not have a Chalishe Mikveh, and he also immerses himself in the new Memsor that rains in. So true, the old Memsor does not have a Chalishe Mikveh, but the new Memsor has a Chalishe Mikveh. So Memele is a good feeling. If it had been Psul, so then it would puzzle the Tefillin, even though he immerses himself in the new Memsor too, because the new Memsor puzzles. But since Amshoche was realized on the old Memsor, the new Memsor becomes puzzle, because the old Memsor puzzles the new Memsor. But since Amshoche was realized, so there is no Psul. But the old Memsor, the original Memsor, do not have a Chalishe Mikveh. So then the Chalishe Mikveh is come, he hears in the new Memsor. So, and since the one who is stable in the old Memsor and the new Memsor, so it's a good feeling. So Memele, he explains that chicken. Because here too, by Shelek, so Shelek show the Psul of Yimulubim Shulim doesn't apply. But there is another aloche, that Shov cannot tell Chalishe Mikveh. So Memele, that applies to Shelek Shov too. So if the Shelek is any Shov, then you can make a Mikveh of Shelek. But if the Shelek is Shov, so Mimele Chalisha Mikveh, Shov cannot have the Chalisha Mikveh. So Mimele, you cannot be table it. But if you have Memsor exclusive of that Shelek Shov, so then it's a good feeling. But we can test. But when one immerses himself, so he immerses himself in the Memsor in my Shovim, and also in the Shelek Shov. Because since there is no Psul in the Memsor of the Shelek Shov, it's only that he doesn't have a Chalisha Mikveh. And he doesn't puzzle the Memsor that is any show. So Memele, it's all right. This is the second Russian in the Barnabas. He doesn't like. The Rabbi Barnabas doesn't like the second Russian. So in other words, so he says that the right pshat in the Mishneh, that Shelek is Male. Male, even though Shelek Shov is Male, needless to mention that Shelek Shov doesn't puzzle. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Over the second mikvah, Tanya made a Rav Yehuda she made it in Tanirek Barevo, and Masuk to Meir in the table there. Abo lo yisbore, in Nachshef o Yisisok Moi Shehu, or in Lichshe Yispasher, she Nachshef Amayim she Yitzim Menu, ka Amayim Hayitzim Menu, en Magim Mim Dosek, Abo Ma She Shalimu, Hashem Edum Yediporot Vigli Viti Tanirot, Vichmei Shehim Ashlimim, Dire, Vishalek Name, Kmo Shehu Koma. So in other words, he's Chirit al Eshkol. The Eshkol raised the same question as the Rabbi Bar Nefesh. In other words, that when we say the Shelek is good for Tefillin, does it mean that the Memsor has to be determined by the Shelek, or there has to be Memsor le'achas she'ispasher? So what does the Eshkol say? So what does the Eshkol say? The Eshkol say that we should eliminate all kinds of vacuums inside the Shelek. Because if you have a vacuum inside the Shelek, so that means when it melts, the volume will not have Memsor. But the Baal Nefesh, the Rabbi Baal Nefesh is Chelek. And he says that as long as in the Shelek itself there is a volume of Memsor, even though that volume of Memsor consists of the numerous vacant spaces that exist in the Shelek, so it's considered as having Memsor. Nechmoy Shehei Mashlem, Nina di Shelek Namek Moy Shulkom. So he's Chelek Kadesh. We do not have been Shmuel Domer HaShelek in the Malas HaMikre. Afil Lechsi Yispasha Name Omar in the Malas. My time is Bishas Nifilei. So the Rabbi Baal Nefesh shows that there is a machlokes. When Rabbi Akiva says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel in the Maile, it's not al tzad avikuach, as the Rambam says. But the Rabbi holds no al avidemes, not just al tzad avikuach. So in other words, so Rabbi Akiva says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that Hashelek in the Maile is a mikve. Afilu lechsi ispasha namo amar in the Maile. My time bishas nifila eichu kochoshevei. Hey, if you come in Hashelek v'abod, you will come on me Hashelek v'abod, Alme. Kemoi she'en tamrinu. Mi u nire she'i tzorech limoachei, she'lo yehei tapuach v'cholu, elo she'yehei Koshekin abroad Vakfu. And also, he does mention what the Eshkel says, but it seems that he's still Chelek, you see. The Ayyid in the Eshkel says that he has to be Mimayach, so he emphasizes the fact that it has to have Memso after it melts. But the Bala Nefesh, he also says that he has to crush it a little. He has to remove the hole inside. But not because we need a Memso after it melts. But if, let's say, there is a big hole, if there is a big hole in the inside, sometimes you have a lump of shellac, and you make it in such a way that there should be a big hole inside. So that doesn't mean that this lump of shellac has a volume of Memso. It doesn't have a volume of Memso. It's like, let's say, in a certain kele, water in one part of the kele, and then in the middle you leave empty, and then in the other corner you also flood water. So, I mean, the whole kele has a volume of Memso. That doesn't mean that the mayim has a volume of Memso. So if the lump of the snow has a big hollow, it was made in such a way that it has a big hollow in the middle, so that means that even the snow does not have a volume of Memso. It's not always the Memso. The Memso includes the big vacant space. Masha'inkein, if, let's say, there is no hollow, but it has only a volume of Memso in snow, because in snow, in a solid, so the molecules are not so close together with each other. Basha'inkein, when they melt, when the molecules are much closer to each other, so then it doesn't have a volume of Memso, so it's mashma from the Lashon of the Eshkel that it's not holy. They both say that he has to eliminate the big hollow. But from the Lashon of the Eshkel, it's mashma that the reason as to why he has to eliminate the big hole in the middle of the shelag is because the volume has to be determined by after it melts. But from the Bala Nefesh, it's mashma that while the hole has to be eliminated, because as long as there is a hollow, so even the shelag doesn't have a volume of Memso. The Memso consists of shelag and of vacant space. Masha'inkein, if there is no hollow, even though there is no volume of Memso, there is a volume of Memso. Even though there is no volume of Memso after it melts, as long as there is a volume of Memso before it melts, so it's over. Vim tema, the Rabbonon kibniko hashvelo mashkel in Ashlome, amayim peisli. So then he has the kasha. A comes Rabbonon, since it is considered like mayim that it can be mashlim, why doesn't it pass it? Vimirali, nishim dehabe dovo shei meisim mikvel chathire. Vimu malim is a mikve kamronon. Vimiute mitztayev lehube. Avaloi kol mikve. Veloi afilo mechtu mimenu. Ein teglin dey. Vafilo lichshim is pasha. Now here, there is a very big difference between the text here and in Kappas text. So he said, and you also observe, but the whole thing, in mechtzo, 20 so of mine, and 20 so of shalek, you cannot have a mitzvah. And he says one thing more, he says, va'apilu, the way afilu mechtzo in the memory in Tehman Day, va'apilu lichshe yispasheh, v'yiyah mai, hoyu v'shas nifile, lo yorou mitfile, hilkach, en peisli mishimshu. So in other words, so he says, that if you have 20 so of shalek, so then it's not holy tefillah in Yimulach HaShem Yispasha. Why? So, in other words, we have to apply the same wonders that he said before, according to Rabbi Akiva, Lidivei Rabbi Shmuel. So he says, Lidivei Rabbi Shmuel Doma, HaShelek in Amalek HaMikra, HaFilu Lichsi Yispasha, Nano Omar in Amalek, Mai Taimu Bishas Nifilah Yichu Kochoshim Lech. So Memele, so in other words, so shelek has a din of mayim, it doesn't have a din of mayim, according to the Kamek. It has a din of mayim because it's the same substance as mayim, but it does not have a din of mayim because mayim is a liquid and this is a solid. So because of this fact, that shelek has a din of mayim and does not have a din of mayim, so it can be mitzure. But it cannot constitute the main thing of the mikve. In other words, mechtana, only mute. Can be mitzure. So he says, so why can't it be mitzure? I mean, why can't it be made completely out of shalek? Because it's not completely mayim. So mimele, according to the Bala Nefesh, in lachashi is pasher, according to Tanikame, it cannot be completely be made out of shalek. In lachashi is pasher, it's over. Why? Because bishas nefile. It wasn't real mine. This is what the Balanefi said nowadays. But in Kapar's text, he doesn't say that part. First of all, in Kapar's text, so the whole second Russian, Ulisha Reitelim Apartemil and is missing. He doesn't mention it. And then he says as follows. Utrilo and Forish, it's much shorter here. There is a lot missing in Kapar's text. Utrilo and Forish, the whole Russian Aloya Amu account Silo Vercho. ואילו מה לבוא בפייסלם? השלג והבוד והכביר והגמיד ותתעמירת וזה שומרנו מסכס סוכה תתעמירת יחיח שמתר ועבוים סוף ומגבירים בי תורים הרנטיקון בי בפני עצמי ומפורש בסבוכים תתעמירת שמצטרת דק כשהפורשי חדישי סימנו והרשים שיוכלו להביא כמקורי עצמי כמעלה מפונרת כיצד מה לבוא בפייסלם? מיקרו שאיש לעבוד עם סוך חוסר אחס ונוף אומר מסכי So, hello, nimmtu malung le peisli. Oma rabba kive, hoi rabbi shmuel donkin, hei lima rashelik in imayel. Oma le anshe mide mishmei, she oma le emtsu rovi mishelik asmik lechat chile. Rabbi ich bin nur in rabot mayel. Lo madnu mikan, she ashelik afo pishenos tenu mikve biyodayim, lo ibayi she ime periseyo, elo she umash le maabon so, afo pishenos tenu mikve biyodayim. Umay le peisli nikoma arroche, nikoma arroche koma, eim tzorch lima shem peisli. So then he has here, umishere tzorima, he doesn't tell. Kapas dex umishere tzorima. Then he says, he proceeds, ובדי סרטם יקבוי יפה מטעניה מידי רבי יהודה שמי ותתעניר עם גריבו ומסיקים ירד לטייבו בי אבל הוא נסבור איזה נחשב ריסיסו של שולי כמו שהוא אוי מכשל יפשר נחשב המים הייצ ממנו כי המים הייצ ממנו זה לא ידוע שהם מגיעו למידות אבל ממה ששמינו אבל ממה ששמינו, השולי So, כי המים הייצ ממנו זה לא ידוע שהם מגיעו למידות Why? Because the molecules in the solid are not as close together אין מגיעו מדוסי, על מה ששנינו השלג דומי דבור או דוגלי ותתעניירי תכמי שהם משלו נראה נאמה דשלג כמי שהוא קומה ולדיברי רבי שמואל דומר השלג נמלס המקרה ולדיברי רבי שמואל דרומה השלג נמלס המקרה אפילו כשיספשיה קומה ונמלה ותאים איזה בשס נפילה איך הוא כוחו שלהי So here in Kapar's text he only mentioned that I'll leave it to רבי שמואל who says השלג נמלס המקרה So אפילו כשיספשיה קומה Machinke in those implying that according to the Kame, who is Chilik Am Rabbi Kiva Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, and who says that it's Male, so, but he says that it cannot consist completely, it cannot consist completely of Shalek, according to the Kame, only a mute, but, so it's Mashma from Kapar's text, that the Rebbe holds, that Shalek, can be used even in the form of shalag without melting it to supplement. In other words, if you have 20 won't solve maim shem shuvim, and so you can be mashlim it with your teso shalag. And you can take even shalag shol, and you can table it. Mashim came if you have 20 sol of maim shem shuvim, you cannot supplement it with 20 sol of shalag. But, lachashi is pashir. So then it's mashma from the Balanefesh that according to the Kamei is chilik on Rabbi Shmuel. So he holds that l'achashe is pasheir. So you can make a mikveh completely of shalek. And in other words, that there is no machlekes between anshe mitvo b'shem Rabbi Shmuel and the Kamei. The Eshkel says according to Nachal Eshkel's diosek. That there is a machlekes between Tanikame and the Anshe Mitve Mishem Rabbi Shmuel. Only the Anshe Mitve Mishem Rabbi Shmuel say that you can make a whole mikve out of shalek. But the Tanikame, Tanikame holds no. But he or im lachashe is pasher. But the Rabbi Balanefesh, according to this text, holds that lachashe is pasher. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that he can accept Rabbi Kive Mishem Rabbi Shmuel. But the Tanikame agrees. That you can use all the shalek la'achashi ispasher and b'tevel. So in other words, so there is a difference in between the two gesuris. Now, as I mentioned before, so the Mordechai Yishuas mentions the machlekes between Rabbeinu Shmaryo and Rabbeinu Simcha. So Rabbeinu Shmaryo says that the shalek can be used for filling even before it melts. And even if it consists completely, exclusively of shalek, you can table in it. And Rabbeinu Simcha is chalek. And Rabbeinu Simcha does not have the same shite as the Raivet Balanefesh. The Raivet Balanefesh holds that you can be table in the shalek if the shalek is only mute. But according to Rabbeinu Simcha,
in the Mordechai, so when the Mishnah says Malim, so number one, Malim doesn't mean that it can supplement, only milk. The whole thing can consist of jelly. But it means Le'achashi Yifashet, after it melts. But before it melts, it doesn't have anything of Malim, so in the main way, you cannot be able to. Now, the Mechaber, Siflamet, Simeri Shalef, Siflamet, Siflamet. In Yeshiva Pisales El Bemayim, Avol Hashelet Vavod, Vakvir, Vamelech, Vatik, Shuhop Tzas, Afil Yish, Berakir, Shiechil, Lelvike, Mikli, Yakui, In Yeshiva Pisales El, Shimsha, Avmerim, Ulimik, Vachosa, Loi Poslu, Veloi Yoi, Tala Afil Oso, Kol Amikve Mishelet, Oi Kfoya, Oi Bor, Sheyivil Bichlin, Vosom, El Mikve Kosu. So he passed this like Rabbi Nishmayo. In other words, that's not the Shiva Sarayvet. Because the Shiva Sarayvet, you couldn't keep Paschus like Tanekame, and the Mele, you couldn't, the Rabbi Balashko, and even the Rabbi Balanefesh. So according to Tanekame, you couldn't make the Mikve out of Shalek, 100% out of Shalek. That's not. So he Paschus like Rabbi Nishmayo, that when the Tanekame says, Male, it means that even the Odomem Sokin consists of Shalek, and we can be table in it, while Shalek, and even though it shows, because the psul of show, no psul of show applies to shalik. V'loyoi de la filoso kol amikre mishalik oi kfir, oi bo, oi fu, oi boz, she yivir bichui, v'yoso me mikre kosha. So, in other words, he passed the Rabbi Shvayot. And then Ramos says, that's, duch shem shay ashir amikre mishalik, yimai chlori tchilo, v'yoz, muta litvil beit meishu. Then he says, v'yesh machmirim, that's the Rabbi Simcha. ויש מחמירים ליטבר בכל אלה עד שנמוכו בנעצמי. לעשות רמור יזמח לי, רמור יזמח לי, נאטו ביטי ואיל ישלג וואי איתי שלג. But after it melts, נאטו לא יצא יזמח לי for the shit of רב נסים. רב נברום מפיין, he also agrees with רב נסים. But after it melts, you can be table it, even according to פסק of the רמור, even though the shelag was shown between. So now the Ramon is only Cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Simcha, but he is not Cheshish for the Shita, the one washing in the Eshkel, that if it's raw quickly, so then the Psul of Shov applies, because it doesn't have a Chalashe Mikveh. So in Mele, it's possible to be taken, you cannot be taken on it even after it melts. He's not Cheshish for all the Shitas of Shemim that the Eshkel mentioned. He's only Cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Simcha. So he said, "V'tei v'ach mechatzir." So because of this, so the minig is, the nesikele many achrenim, the poskim, our mekil, since the mechaber paskin sivu migabi tvilas noshim, that she can be taken in shalom itself, and the Ramor only says, "V'tei v'ach mechatzir." So in other words, he's more disposed towards the shita of Rabbi Nishmaya than the shita of Rabbi Nisimch, but in that. To Tfilas Noshim, so then he says, Tei Vach Mechatchile. But he's more disposed of the seat of Rabbi Nishmaya. So the Tei Vach Mechatchile only applies to Tfilas Noshim, but it doesn't apply to Tfilas Kelim. So in other words, so all the Poski say that you can be Tei Vach Kelim Mechatchile in snow. And even if the snow is completely shown, in other words, you can pick up a lump of snow, let's say from the street, and put it in your yard, and then be Tei Vach in that snow on the king, because the Mechaber paskins completely like Rabbi Nishmayo, and the Ramor is only Machmel Chatchile, but not the Gabi Kale. Not the Gabi Kale. Now, I missed one shiur in Mikrois this week, and since I want to finish the Mishnayos before Purim, so I want to give two shiur in Sunday. So the first shiur, I'll start very early, the first shiur will be in Yivomes, and the second shiur will be in Mikrois. The second shiur will be in Mikrois, and then something else. That disturbs me very much, the laxity in regard to the 10 minutes door in the second Seder, and the laxity that prevails in the Minyan. So many of the older Bocharim, and even those who are in the Kollel, so they don't come to the Minyan. It's such a terrible example for all the other students. It's really, you are doing it wrong to the whole Yeshiva. You are doing it wrong to me, you are doing it wrong to the Yeshiva, and maybe you are doing it wrong to yourself. So please, everyone has to be at the Minyan, and then Shabbos, everyone should be here at the story. And it's a great wrong when one of the older Bocharim, who could exercise such a wonderful ashpoya upon younger students, he doesn't even come to the Seder. It sets a terrible example for the younger boys. And it can't even be mashpia upon the younger boys if the older boys don't care to come for the Seder Shabbos. And I'm very disturbed by it. First of all, it's against the deen not to comply with the dogma of the yeshiva, and you undermine the whole structure of the yeshiva and the discipline of the yeshiva. And please, don't repeat that example of being lax in the attendance of Zdorim at the second Seder and in the Zdorim in the Yeshiva and Shabbos and also the Minyan. Everyone is expected to be at the Minyan. Everyone. There is no excuse for anyone for not to be at the Minyan. Of the yeshiva and the discipline of the yeshiva. And please, don't repeat that example of being lax in the attendance of Zorin at the second Seder and in the Zorin in the yeshiva and Shabbos and also the Minyan. Everyone is expected to be at the Minyan. Everyone. There's no excuse for anyone for not to be at the Minyan here every day.
Oh, I miss. One shiur in Mikvoris last week and this week. Well, I have to make it up. Now, we have to finish the Mishnah's Mikvoris before Purim. What's the matter? What's so funny? Okay. All right, now we're up to the Mishnah. The Zion Mishnah base. They were painting their Mali. So these had the din of Mayim, so the melee, if it shows, so it's din looking show, so it's battle, and we Mayim, and it cannot supplement. In other words, even when the psul cannot apply, because the psul can only apply if it's gimulugim Mayim Shuvim, but less than gimulugim Mayim Shuvim doesn't battle. However, if you have, let's say, memso, chosakote, that has to supplement, it has to be mashlim the memso, is mayim shuvim, so then it's not mali, so it doesn't supplement. Ere pencil and mali, hamayim, bent mayim beltayim, who make roshim, roshim means the mayim shekopshu ben zeisim, or yinei roki, who make shloki, that means water in which something, that something was cooked. They are temet, temet is chatsanim vizadim ushmorim, if you had a sediment, and then you put water on it. So actually, hechmi, it's until it ferments, so then it has a din of mayim. But the moment it ferments, it has a din of meperes. Then it's like yayim. So actually, hechmi, before it fermented, so then it has a din of mayim. So memele, if it's chov, so it passes gimulogim. If it is, and of course, if it's not chov, so it's, that's the golden mikveh. But if it is shov, and even though it's not gimulugim, but it cannot be mashed. So in case that place will be remarried, mikra sheyesh le'avoyim sochot ha-kotev, v'nofal mehem kotev v'seichet. So this is, we once discussed it. We once discussed this, from this mission it appears that even less than gimulugim, but if it shov, it cannot be mashed, because there was a rash from which the opposite appeared. So we mentioned that mission. So this Mishnah appears to imply that even less than gimulugim, so it doesn't pass. But it cannot be counted in the memsa. So mikvah sheyesh le'avoyim sochot ha-kotev, v'nofal mehem kotev v'seichet, lo yalo, peislei b'shloishalus. But if it's a shloishalus like that, one of these things, so then it passes. In other words, all these things are considered as mayim. If it's mayim, so then, if it is show, so it cannot be mashuim, even a mashu cannot be mashuim, and if it's gimulugim, it has a din of mayim, so maybe it passes the whole mikvah. Avo shor ha-mashu, u-meteiret, ve-atsiyah, ve-amuyes, b-tsiyah, that's why muyes is the juice that is exuded from the salted fish. So the atemed mishehechmi is, let's say, you put water on the sediment and it's already fermented, so then to the dean of preparing. So pomi mali u pomi shena mali. Pomi mali shena shena mali. So actually it means, essentially, it's not mali. But when it is mali, so it's not viteras me peiris. Because then it is considered already as bottle to the mind. So the Mishnah formulated that way. Keita. Mikve she yesh v'abo im so chos rachas. Nofel is yesh so mehem lo yalo. Hoyu boy. Abo im so, nofel so v'notel so. Hareize. Hareize kosh. Hareize kosh. So the Mishnah says, Mikve she yesh v'abo im so chos rachas. Abo im so chos rachas. 39 so. Nofel lisech is so mehem of the Mepeirei. So 39 is mine. And one so is Mepeirei. Lo yalo. So it cannot be constituted as a mikve. It can supplement. Oh boy, so that's explanatory of Eina Mali. But what is explanatory of Mali? Hoyu boy aboim so, if it already has 40 so, Mali. Einim shuvi. And then nothing so. Nothing so. And then he put in a saw of Mepeirei. So in other words, so when he put in a saw of Mepeirei, so it already had 40 so Mayim, Shinim Shuvi. So Mepeirei, when he puts in the saw of Mepeirei, when he puts in the saw of Mepeirei, so then it's the 41st saw. And then not also. Not, so in other words, he has already, in the mitzvah, we have that 41 so. 40 so mayim, 1 so mepeirei. Then he takes out a so. Now he takes out a so, so in other words, the 41 so are evenly distributed. So when he takes out 1 so that 1 so is a mixture of mepeirei and mayim. So in other words, so a part of that so that he takes out, is Mayim, and part of it is Mepeirei. So the Mayim, that means that after he takes out the saw, he doesn't have 40 saw Mayim, exclusively Mepeirei. So it shouldn't be kosher. According, because Mepeirei is not Mashlim, the answer is, inasmuch as he already had 40 saw of Mayim before he poured in a saw of Mepeirei. So then the saw of Mepeirei that he was poured into a mikveh of 40 so mayim becomes bottle to the mayim. So then when he takes out a saw, and that saw is partly mayim, partly mepeirei. So even though b'mtzias less than them so mayim are left, but even the mepeireis are considered as mayim, because the mepeireis was poured in after we had in the mikveh 40 so mayim, so it becomes bottle to the mayim. So not so we not also are ridiculous. Now, let's see the Rav. Hamayim shuvim beitmeim beitere. Mikvoshim mayim shikoshim beinzeisim on mirokim se mishalokim. Mayim shisholtu beinshalokim. Vatem et chasanim dizadim ushmorim shlo tohem mayim. Atem hech. Nim hechnit nitim kinetere. Kuchet. That's a very small quantity. Echot misam adalet a loop. It's 164th of a loop. Tomim mayim kinforesh. Shtishiyesh vimikva aboim so mayim shayrim inosim beisom mitere. Tarkim notul so mimenu mayim. ומפרס מרובים יחד. הרי כל עשו של מפרס של מי שערו במקווה משלים עם המקווה. פרומימי מעלים, שניתון לבין מקווה שיש בממצו חוסר אחת. Now, so all the רשאים, רשא, טייסס, דרוש, דרש, דרש, דרמבן, דרש בו, they all say that not on so ונות on so, הרי זה כושר. So that is reference only to מפרס. To me pay. In other words, no fool. Mikvah she is a boim so chos rachas, no fool is so chmi so so. Hoi a boim so, no san so, vi no tul so. Hare de koshe, that means, hoi a be a boim so, no san so me pay rei, vi no tal so, vi no tal so, so hare de koshe. Bo a shein kei, if it's hoi a be a boim, now there is a dimore in the moment, that's the way. In the morning, one of that debate. So there is a machlekes where the Trumet is married, the Reise Trumet is married, the Rabbonot. So the Gemara says that debate on the Dalet, we saw that the Echen and Trumet is married, the Reise. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that Truma Bismarazay is the right to that story in the Shaila where the teacher was in love or Lloyd gets out of love? So, we saw Rabbi Yochanan Truma Bismarazay the right to the Tanya Shtei Kupes. Acha Shokhum, Acha Shokhum. So if you had two boxes, one at Chum and one at Truma, so if name Shtei Soil, Acha Shokhum, Acha Shokhum, the North Lane is a hill. So one saw fell into one of the Kupes and the other saw fell into other Kupes. One saw is Chum, one saw is Truma. Now, and we don't know which fell into which. Whether the social chum fell into the kupesh of chum and the social tumor fell into the kupesh of tumor, so then no problem. Or the social chum fell into the kupesh of tumor and the social tumor fell into the kupesh of chum. Kupesh of chum. Sorry, let me talk. Why? Because we are tailor. When can we be tailor? We can only be tailor if it's a question of the rabbono. So say the rabbono mikule, so the melee seems the possibility. That the social home fell into the home and the social trauma fell into the trauma, even though there is another possibility. So it's a material. But if the question is the rice, the second rice is the home, we cannot be tailored just because there is a possibility. So the question is, so the price says that by state cooking the rice will have a trauma. So we are tailored that the home fell into the home and the trauma fell into the trauma. So it's a rice, the trauma is not a day, because if it's the rice, how could I be tailored? So it's a cash against the vehicle. So Rishwaki says that when can we be tailor if Mumanafshah, there is more chum. There is more chum than the truma. So with Raisa it becomes both. It becomes both. So Bishwan Rishwaki is because of the Rabbanan is Buyu with Bina. And with Rabbi Yochanan, Kashi. So, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, says even if it's loyva b'chumah atrumo, so bishleim if Rabbi Yochanan would hold that truma b'smar zeh derabbanon, so even though it's loyva b'chumah atrumo, so it's still derabbanon, so it can be teyre. Ma she'ein kein, but Rabbi Yochanan says that truma zeh derai, kashe, Rabbi Yochanan kashe, hom amei rabbanon. Ve'ano, de amei che Rabbi, itanye b'tereimo, ma she'yosha, ritzach ob yerishto, yerush erishenu, yishmi yerishlem, ushlishis, eilohem, ve'yom Rabbi Yochanan, man tale zeh derimo, am Rabbi. So that words, Rabbi Yochanan himself, patkins, זה לא דמן דומר, זה דושו, רישיינו, איסקיצ'ו, רישיינו, ותישו, זה דבורי. סומי מילה, it's מידה רייס. But, רבי איסי says, he passes like רבי איסי. But the rabbonon hold, that we teach us it love it. Some mele, this twice it. And רבי איכנה, twice it, even to the case of רבי חומו, התרומו, that accords, with the Rabbonon, that is what it shows it love it. So Truma Bismar Azeh is only the Rabbonon. If Truma Bismar Azeh is the Rabbonon, so the name of it can be there. We can be there. And Rishloki shows that only Rabbi Chumah are Truma. When there is a Din Bittu. There is a Din Bittu. So then we can be there. But if there is no Bittu at all on the Truma, if there is no Bittu derives on the Truma, so even in the Rabbonon, even without the Truma Bismar Azeh, which is the Rabbonon, we cannot be tailored. We saw Rabbi Yochanan bin Rabbanon with Dina Ribuye. But now, Mikhen, which we are going to some Chavonis, not to some of the so kosher. We all know the Talmish. We all know the Barshim, we all know Rabbi Yochanan ad Rube. So in other words, when do we say that it's kosher, is the exact Aboim so. And then he put in another so of my parents. And then, let's say, and again, he put in another so of my parents. And then he took out his song, then he put in another song, and then he took out again, and again he put in a song, and he took out again. So, ad rube, in other words, up to 21 songs, but if he did it 21 times, so then it's not kosher. For Omar Abbasim Rabiach ad rube, my love, the Nishtaya rube. Nishtaya rube, in other words, only if it's 19 times he did it, it's Nishtaya rube. So it's a kashe against Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if it's mechzal mechzal, so it's still alive. So the Gemara says, "Lo yidu nishta rube." So lo nishta rube. So in other words, so the Gemara says here that when does the Mishnah say nothing so and nothing so, nothing so? He only if he didn't take out 21 times he saw, but if he took out 21 times he saw, so then it is possible. Now, so all the Rishayim, Rashi in Tesis, in Yevomes, the Rosh, in Yochas Mitvois, the Rash, and our Mishneh, the Rambam, they all say that this whole Mishneh, and this memory of Rube, when Rabbi Yechanan says that not the sovereign apple saw his kosher, only at Rube. So, but if he took out 21 times his soul, so then it's possible, so that is reference to Meteus, to Meteus. Masha'ike, to my Shuvi, so if he, let's say, you had Mem saw Maim Shemim Shuvi, and then he poured in one saw Maim Shuvi, and then he took out his soul, and then again he poured in another saw Maim Shuvi, and he took out his soul. And again, so and he poured in my shuvim and took out his soul. So it's 20, even if he did it 21 times and 1,000 times, so it's kosher. Why? Because there is a lock of ashoke. The moment you have men saw my shuvim shuvim, then you can dump in 1,000 saw my shuvim. So everything becomes in show flash off. So when does Rabbi Yechanan say in regard to our mission that it is kosher, not the soul, not the soul, is kosher, only if we not obey. But if he took out 21 times like that, so it is possible if he did it with my parents, but if he did it with my children, so it doesn't become possible. However, the Rambam and the Ravid, these are the two Rishonim who apply this thing, Rishono, our Adrobe, but not obey if he took out 21 times the soul, not the soul, not the soul, 21 times. Then it becomes possible. They apply the Rambam and the Ravid, they apply it to Maim Shuv. In other words, if you had Mem Sof, Maim Sheinim Shuv, Maim Sheinim Shuv, and then he poured in a Sof Maim Shuv, and then he took out his Sof, and then he poured in another Sof, and then he took out his Sof. So 21 times, so then it is possible. Mikve sheyeish li mem so mechobonim v'nosa v'seich eiso maim shuvim v'nosa achakei li mem so harei de kosher v'cheneis eiso v'neitul so v'hu kosher ad rube. But if rube 21 times, so then that means that at the end, after he did it like this 21 times, so in the end, so most of the mem so remaining in the mikve is of heretofore shuvim. So then it is possible. Then it is possible. And the Ravid, that's the Ravid Chitos. The Ravid Chitos. So all the Rishonim has the kasha. I mean, all the other Rishonim are chilek on the Rambam and the Ravid. But all the Rishonim has the kasha. Again, the Rambam and the Ravid, they ask from the Mishneh. Perikvot, Mishneh Ches. Hoyo be'elin avoyin so, uvitachten in flum. Mimale bikate v'neisen le'elien achiretu l'tachten abonso. Achiretu l'tachten abonso. So that's the kasha again. Now, Rambam mentions this aloche. Oh. Now, here we go, aloche vol. Kaysa teitzin amayim ashun es amikri shle shalugin Shimoyo bimikri pokas memso benof kusikho shle shalugin vishlin rabo imso hakel pos Abo mikri sheyesh bim memso mayim sheinon shuvim Visho abdichat Visho pak kusikho kola yin kulei kosh Abo mikri sheyesh bim memso mayim sheinon shuvim Visho abdichat Visho pak kusikho kola yin kulei kosh Gloyoi El mikri erin sheyesh bim memso mayim sheinon והויום ממלא בחוי ונשא לסכי, עד שיהיה בה מים, וידו למקווה תחת ממסו על התחת בשם. So he says, that once the mikveh is ממסו, so he can be shaved וקעת ושפך לסכי כל הים. ושפך לסכי כל הים כולי כושר. So in other words, so he applies the din of the Mishne. When he says, ממלא בקעת ונשא לאלי, עד שיהיה בה תחת מהבו ימסו, not that he can only be ממלא בקעת 40 more so. If he'll be Mimali Bikate just 40 more so then it will not be Rubei. But But according to Rambam, it can be malbikate, an unlimited quantity of water. But then, if it's malbikate, an unlimited quantity of water, so, and so into the Yeno, and then it goes down into Zachteno. So the, in the end, there will be more, so most of the Mayim will be of heretofore Shuvim. Heretofore Shuvim. Now the Raivet, so the Raivet himself discusses that. I think that I once mentioned it when we went over the two Mishnayot that seem to be saying to each other. The two different Shuvim. Peregimu, the two Alochet. So, Peregimu Mishne Beis and Peregimu Mishne Gimu. So, Peregimu Mishne Beis, the Mishne says, Keitzah, Haveya Shevechotza, Vinofu Eshlei Shalubim, Leilom of Pisuri Achieitzim and Meluye Beis. So, in other words, you can be Machshia the Mishneh by taking out as many, that quantity of water that was in the Mishneh when the Gimu Lugim fell into it. Let's say if you had Chofso, in the mikveh, initial, and then somebody poured in Gimelugim, and then Mitchonim dropped him into the mikveh. So you can be marked in the mikveh by emptying out 20 plus. So this is what Peregimel Mishneh Bey says. Then Peregimel Mishneh Gimel mentions another hash. Beyoshim Omer Mayim Shuvim Vamamonech Nesesley. The Yitzin men will aim on the Pisule Yachi is Chassid, shall be Mishtayam in the Rishenim Shleshalu. Time of Rishenim Shleshalu. So we went over that time in the Raivet, in the our text in the Raivet, and in Kapach's text. So in, according to our text, so there is one Lashon in the Raivet that the Raivet says that it's Mamash the same thing. But according to Kapach's text, so there is no such Lashon in the Raivet. And the Raivet himself has the Kashe. So the two seem to be safe for each other. So the Raivet gives the Teretz, that the Mishneh Beis, the criterion that we mentioned in Mishneh Beis as reference to the case where there was only Shloim Shalugim Mayim Shuvim. But, and the Din mentioned in Mishneh Gimel as reference to the case where it was Hulishov, and then we saw that the Raivet has two pshotim in Mishneh Gimel. One is the Mishneh meaning that he is Chassid Shalim Mishtayam in Orishenim Shleshalugim. One pshat is that we compute it proportionately, and then another pshat is 50-50. We consider it 50-50. So two Mishneh. Now, and the Raivet mentions the Raivet to this, so because of the Aloche of Moses of Nochelsov. So it's a Raivet that we consider it 50-50. So in other words, so according to the Raivet, when the Mishneh says, because we consider it 50-50, so then it will be, so in each Mishneh we won't have Rov of Shuvim. Here I have just a couple of text. Piske, Pesha, hoy vol mir zum mach was shlishe mug mein shuv. Bey yoshu mol mein shuv in vam un khnes es leit. So that's the thing mentioned in Mishnah. Bey yoshu mol mein shuv in vam un khnes es leit. Yeti men leim un pisul la chi shashi, shom mi shtaya me rishim un shlishe mug. Mir ge am azu, shom mit shom avoy na mayn in sort khashi. Dis ke zu ele kom shelo. Ik tana chi shashi, ik tana chi yeti nu, ik tana vi, un mach was shamay un sort vi yeti shom un khashi yeti kum na rishim. Kum shom khashi dis ke rishim. Un tsu khashi na mayn, shom yeti bey. So we consider it proportionately. That's one wash. The second wash is we consider it 50-50.
אם המחצה או מחצה, מפני שהמים הידעו לדיר באחרים הוצאים ומות יסעיתם לראשינים של יהודיה. וכי שומעים ומפירי כבוד, הוא יובל מן אבוי ימסו ותחתם נקבו, ממה הוא ביטעתם לישראלים, עד שהידעו לתחתם אבוי ימסו, ועובדו לחשור את הווי אלי ותחתם כבוי. ויסעו גדייתו ונפקי כעדודי, או נחי פוסו, או נחי פוסו, שהרגינוס לסוב ונפוצו דומה, ואמרים לתרודי, אלו שמאמנו בך עדודי נפקי. ושמאלים עונדו וצפינו בך את אבנו, אין איש כרגו בידי מקפה. כי מתארס ויבוא מסרדור, ומשום הוכה, ומשום הוכה, תבואי משחש. ואם תאים ארומה ישנו הוכה, וחשבינו למים עצות ולעיתו וחשבים, תכי משנגימו, ובפיסקי נהיר ומשתברים, חשבינו כל הפסולים שימצות ולעיתו נתחילו, הוא עצום קומם שם, ובשלי שלו גם שובים ולפסולו לו, אבל הוכה, תאו לפסולים שלו חשבו וחש. Anyway, so that I would say is that this aloche, that this aloche of hoyo belin aboim so vitachtim in kloom. So why is it all right? Because in the end, since we reckon it as 50-50, so in the end, so there is just as much of the Inum Shuvim. So there is 20 so of the Inum Shuvim in each mikveh, and 20 so of the Shuvim. But in a Haname, if in one mikveh, if we'll have, let's say, 20 so of the here to four Shuvim, so then it would be possible, because of the Aloha of Nosel so. Not so, not so. So it's kosher, but only at Rube. But if you do it 21 times, so then in the end, there is, you have 21 so of the here to four Shubi, so then it is possible. So that's the right. Machine, but the Rambam, so that's the right it says. But from the Rambam's lotion it appears that when the Mishnah says, Hoi Berlin Aboim So, Vitachten in Kloom, Mimali Bikates in Eastern Elvin, Ache Yedu Vitachten Aboim So, so not only Mimali Bikates Aboim So. So then, if it's Aboim So, the Reilet says, according to the Reilet, it's only Aboim So. So Mimele, in the end, will have 20 So in each Mikveh, of the year to four Shuvim. Not 21 So. But the Rambam is Mashma, that he can be Mimali Bikates without a limit. So even though in the end, we'll have more than 20 so of the year to four Shuvim, so it is still kosher. But this seems to be inconsistent with the Shita of Rambam, that when the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, he wanted that the rain, had Rube. But if Rube, if he was not so, the not so, mine Shuvim, 21 times, so then it is possible. So there is a stira between these two Rambam. So the Rambam is Chidushim and Bolbasse. And that sugya, that's on the form, also that deals the sugya of Tzinir Shachokikin with Sivkobe, of Mayim Shuvim. So the Rambam says that the Shita's a Rambam, that not so, but not so, yes and Rube, so is possible. So that's only the Rambam. Midrash say, since there is Memso, Mayim Shenim Shuvim, so then he can dump in as much as he wants. Without a limit, 1,000 so, 10,000 so, of Mayim Shuvim as much as he wants. Because Masho, but Midrash, so why does Rabbi Yechanan say according to Rambam, that if it's Yehisa Merube, he doesn't solve another so? So in other words, so there is, in the end, there is 21 so, of Mayim Shuvim, so it becomes possible. That's Midrash Bonon because of Marasai. So since, this is how the Rambam explains it as a Rambam. Since it's Meshuv Marasai, so it's all, when is the chayach to say the marasayin if it is nosen sovi notelso? Nosen sovi notelso, so then it is marasayin, because those who observe a certain person, he keeps on taking out, he pours in, and he takes out, and he pours in, Mayim Shuvim. So they'll think that there was no memso at the time when he started to pour the Mayim Shuvim. Mashiach came when he dumps it in the mitzvah Yeno, and then it drips down from the mikveh Yeno into the Tachteno, then there is no Marasayin. In other words, only when it's done directly. Even though the Rambam and the Raivet have the same Shite, contrary to all the other Rishenim, because all the Rishenim say that the Bid Gemara ad Rube, but Yesam Rube, so it's possible, has reference only to Meperes, but it does not have reference to Mayim Shuvim, because Mayim Shuvim, so you can be Nosen Sov and Notel Sov, Yisam Rube, it doesn't make a difference. You can do it 1,000 times, Nosen Sov and Notel Sov. Once you start with the mikveh of Mem Sov and Mem Shuvim, so you can do it as many times without a limit. Because everything becomes a show. So, this is the Shita for the Shem. The Rambam, the Raivet, Achil. That if it's Yisam Rube, so then it becomes possible. But, even though the Rambam and the Raivet have the same Shita, but it's not the same Shita.
According to the Raivet, it's not based upon our side. But it is Mamish Post. Mashenikin, according to the Rambam, it's only our side. However, Mr. Mashenik and the others say that even according to the Raivet, that it's not based upon our side, but it's only the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's based upon our side. So in the case where there is no Marisayim, so that still doesn't apply. For example, when you shayach Marisayim, in the case of Nosesov and Nosesov, then you shayach Marisayim. But when you dump into the Mikveh Elyeino, and from the Mikveh Elyeino, it drips down into the Mikveh Tachteino, so there it's not shayach Marisayim. Mashayim can call to the Raivet, it is not Mishim Marisayim, but only the Rabbonim. The Raivet said the Raivet would agree that the moment if you start with the Mikveh of Men Tzoylem Shuvim, so then, without the limits, you can pour in Mayim Shuvim into it, so it still comes, because of the Alok HaBashot. What's not the meaning? The practical not the meaning. Now, you see, so the question is whether we can use a Zriya Mikveh. You know, there is Ashok HaMikveh and there is a Zriya Mikveh. Ashok HaMikveh means that you have an Eitzer. You have an Eitzer, in that Eitzer you manipulate it that Mekshonim should bring it. And then you have a Bitafile, and you have a Mechitze. You have a Mechitze between the Eitzer and the Bitafile. And you have a Nekev in that Mechitze. You have a Nekev, Gishveretanei. Then you pour in through the faucet. You pour in water into the Bitafile from the water system. And then the water reaches the Nekev. So it becomes mechuber to the mind in the Eitzer, and the mind in the Eitzer stays there all the time. It can stay there for years. But, I mean, if it stays there for, the same mind stays there for too long a time, so it will become very polluted. So the melee then it will be necessary to empty out the water from the Eitzer and to manipulate the humid shaman should rain in. But the mayim in the Eitzer in the Ashok HaMikveh, so the mayim in the Eitzer stays there for a very long time, until we are ready to manipulate that more rainwater should come in. So then you allow the water in the Eitzer to stay there, and then in the Beis HaTfileh, so you pour in from the water system, through the faucet, you pour in water until it reaches the Nekev, so it becomes, the moment the water in the Beis HaTfileh reaches the Nekev, the Shiferet HaMei, so it becomes the chuber to the water in the Eitzer, that's Ashok Eitzer. So then, you can be able. This is Ashok Eitzer. What is Yisriya Mikveh? Yisriya Mikveh. So you have an Eitzer, and in that Eitzer you manipulate a certain quantity of water, Memsor. Of course, you store there more than Memsor. So you have there much more than Memsor. But you store water. Mechomi. So you manipulate it. Rainwater should come into the Eitzer. And then you have a Bitafile. And there is a Nekev between, in the Keisel, between the Eitzer and the Bitafile. And then you turn on the faucet in the Eitzer that has already Memsor. And then you fill it up more and more until it overflows through the Nekev into the Beis HaTfileh. So then it's a kosher mikveh, even though the water that comes in is shallow, but the moment it comes into the Eitzer, so it becomes bashoke, it becomes any shallow. And then it overflows into the Beis HaTfileh, so the mayim in the Beis HaTfileh is alright. But the Yisriya mikveh would not be kosher according to the Raivet. According to the Rambam Shite, it would be kosher. Because the Rambam says that the Rambam Shite, in Nosesov and Nosesov, is only because of Marisayim. So when is the Marisayim by Nosesov and Nosesov? But in the case of Hoya Behelin Avoyim Tov, it acts in Inklum, so Mimaya Bikatev Neitin Elyon, that's mamish the same method as in the Yisriya Mikveh. So then there is no Marisayim. So that kind of a Mikveh, Yisriya Mikveh, is all right. According to all Gishenim, and even according to the Rambam. But it's not all right according to the right. So, the Chasam Sefer passed into Aloche that it's all right to have Yisriya Mikveh. We don't have to have that the Ashoten Mikve. You see, because Ashoten Mikve, so there is a problem. You when the water stays there for a long time, so it becomes polluted. And then, so all kinds of sanitary problems. So Esriya Mikve is much better. So the Chassam Sefer passed that Esriya Mikve is alright. Even though Esriya Mikve does not conform to... Esriya Mikve does not conform to the Shiras Raya, but it conforms to all the other... All that, the Shiras of Amor Narishin, and even... And the Tamar Tzedek says... And that even according to the Ram, the Raya, it's only with Rabbanon that is possible, so we don't have to be chayish for the Shiras Raya. He's in Yochid only, because according to all the other Rishenim, first of all, according to most Rishenim, so Nosen Sov, Nosen Sov, Rubei applies only to Meteira, it's not to Maim Shuri. And even according to the Rambam, so it's based upon Memso, so in the case of Israel Mikveh, so even, so it's only because of Maritayim, even according to the Rambam, it's only because of Maritayim. So in case of Israel Mikveh, so that's like the Mishneh. Or for your belly, our boys are tapping in so Maritayim is not Chayah. So it's only Shita Raivet, we don't have to be Cheshish. When even according to Raivet, it's only possible in Ramadan. And the Chassam Sefer passed like that, as a matter of fact, the Chazanish said that we don't have to be Cheshish. But the Hungarian Rabbonim in America, they are Machmir. And even though they follow up the Shita of the Chassam Sefer all the time, but in regard to this, they don't follow up the Shita of the Chassam Sefer. So Memele, they puzzled all the three mikveh. They passed all the three mikvahs. Originally, almost all the mikvahs were three mikvahs. Not Hashokah mikvahs, but they passed them. So then, they began at the beginning, they started to introduce and to build Hashokah mikvahs. But then they were faced with that problem, the water became polluted, and there was a lot of many complaints, and that was illegal according to the law of the state. So then, they started to build two eitzeh. Two eitzeh, in other words, a three eitzeh and Ashok eitzeh. And Ashok eitzeh. And then some mikvahs we had three eitzeh. All right, I mean, we'll discuss it when we learn in the Shulchan Aruch here, this thing. All right, now, so this is... I see the Rashi. The Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. All right, Mr. Ben, make washing or make shlocking. She near be sure boy and take it to your rocket. Or is Mishleko. We hold it down with a customer. We say to the Jews, make washing or make shlocking shall come up as soon as we saw him. We will show me for a hell of a mass listen to her. Hoche had of it leich or the hoche had of it lemashi. So it seems to be a very strange kashe. What kind of a kashe is it? So the Yerushalmi has the kashe, here we say that Mikvoshim and Mishlokim. Water in which vegetables were soaked. Or water in which something, a certain food was cooked. So it has a little mic. And if it show, and if it will be me pass, it passes. And if it's not show, I mean, if you could have a thing that Kvoshim and Shlokim should not be show. Usually, if it's Kvoshim and Shlokim, so it certainly show. But suppose, to Amshoche, somehow, you have a hint that Mikvoshim and Mishlokim, a Mishlokim, should not be shown, so then it could even supplement the Memso, it has a little mind, briefly, it has a little mind, Mikvoshim and Mishlokim. So, but here we say that Mikvoshim and Mishlokim shall Tumei Asura Lizori, if you soak, let's say, Tumei pickles, let's say, in certain water, so then that water in which people shall trauma so then it's also Lizari. So in other words, we consider it like the pickles itself, like the vegetables themselves, so it has a name of an ale. So it seems, very strange, the Yerushalmi has that kashe. What? Yerushalmi has that kashe. So Omar Rav Yisi Babun, so Omar Rav Mone, can be kashin, can be raki. Can be echo, can be mashki. And the Rashi says that it's Einach. Can be kashin, can be rakin, can be echo, can be mashki. The same thing. In other words, when we say asurim vizorim, it has reference to kashin. So it's to echo. And when it says, and when it says that there's a din of mayim, it has reference to rakin, to mashki. Omar, Rabbi Yisi Barbun, afilu teime, can be kashin. Can be rakin. Nächsten Tag mit Trummer bin ich zusammen mit. So sitzt der Terrence Amin, that one would say, Amin, if you show me the Kasche. So this is the Terrence that one should give. Because he, they are, he doch ein Name, he says, he didn't know my, not a Becher. But since the vegetables of Trummer, he become, in the Mayim, so because of Tanki, he can become Zosia. But in the Mayim, he doesn't have a Chalisha Mechel, he says a Chalisha Mashke. So in the Mele, he says it's not Mayim. But even though he says a Chalisha Mashke, Chalisha Mayim, but it has the Tam of the vegetables of the Truma. So maybe he says, but the Yerushalmi, this is the second Terech in Yerushalmi. So the first Terech in Yerushalmi says something else. So he says as well. Tzoleima, Kashin Shenisalva Mayim Achmat HaKevesh, Vashonuk. רק עם מים בעומד, ועוד יקום הקם באיכו, קם במשקה, הנפיר הוא שדיקש עם דרקים. הנפיר הוא שדיקש עם דרקים. So, according to that parent, according to that parent in Yerushalmi, so we assume that if in a case where it is also machmas, the vegetables, the raw case of Trumo, so then it doesn't have rhythm of mind. So when does the Mishnah say that it has a din of Mayim? When does the Mishnah say it has a din of Mayim? Where it's Raki. What is the Yitzraki? So he says, Mayim Baal. And in that case, it wouldn't even be also Izan. So what does it mean? It means like this. You see, sometimes when you put an Eichel, when you soak an Eichel in a Mashke, so it becomes dissolved. Whether it becomes completely dissolved or a little bit is dissolved, when it becomes dissolved, so there is Bria. Anyway, every time when there is Bria, so it means that it becomes dissolved. But sometimes there is relatively little Bria, so you don't see it with the naked eye. Sometimes there is so much Bria that you say, if you see it with the naked eye, let's say when you put sugar in hot water, so the all the sugar becomes dissolved in the water. But even when you still see the sugar, but part of the sugar is already dissolved. Is it that? So in other words, so the first question the Yerushalmi says, that when do we say that mikvoshim or mishlokim shel trumo is asur mizorim, if it's koshin? What is in koshin? If it became yuret, koshin shenisar v'amayim machmat hakevesh. In other words, when the eichel, the yerokes, became dissolved, whether the whole Yerek became dissolved or part of the Yerek became dissolved. So Mimele at that time, since the Yerek became dissolved in the water in which it was soaked or in which it was cooked, whether it completely dissolved or part of the Yerek shel Trumo is dissolved, so it does not have a Chalei Shemai. Because the Eichel was dissolved in it. So in such a case, it wouldn't pass it, according to the first Loshon. In the Yerushalmi. So such mishloki and such mishoku, so shaluk, so wouldn't pass on, given looking of such mishaluk or the kovush, so wouldn't pass on a mishra, wouldn't pass on a mishra. When does the Mishnah Mikvoye say that it does pass on? Only if it wasn't dissolved. If it wasn't dissolved, so then the mind is mind racking, the mind doesn't contain, does not have any eichel dissolved in it. So then he says the Chalei Shemayim, so he passed. That's the first time. But then, Rabbi Yisi Barabun Mishane, the Trume Truyo Bishnestam, the Yisa Barachile, Avro Shemohel Nafke Mitiras Mayim, Linyan Mikve. So in other words, according to the second Teret of the Yerushalmi, so even if the whole Yeret was dissolved, let's say in the case, let's say you take sugar, and the whole sugar was dissolved in the water, so it still has a Chalei Shemayim. Because, let's say, if it dissolves, if in the Mayim you dissolve, let's say, sugar shall trumo, let's say, sugar shall trumo, so then it's also because of missing a stance, but the Chalisha must eat it. Alright. Va'atemed acho yachmi. Bisefer kamed echol namet in yonenoch. Va'amrim am bigmore, mani mas nisn loy rabi yudev loy rabonon. Ditone, hamitame ibnos Mayim bimido. Umotso kidei midosei. Is potter. In other words, if you had chatzanim and seven and shmoni, and then you poured water on it, and you had, let's say, at first you had just one look of water you poured on the sediment and the chatzanim and the zah. One look of water you poured. And then, after it stayed for some time, So you measured it, and again you found only one loop in the mast. So Hamitami is not in my middle, Umochok is in Midose, so he spot that he doesn't have to take off my stress from it. Because there was no addition in the shield of the liquid, of the mine. So Mimele, that means he didn't become Yain as yet. But if he found more than the needle he poured a look of Mayim on the sediment. And then he found a look in the head. So then so that means there was an increase in the volume of water as a result of the fermentation. So Mimele in that case, it's higher if he has to take off mice. The Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says that he has to take off maizkes even if he finds the same nide in the water and the shmot. So Yomore says, Mani, I Rabbonon, Afalgav di Hechm. So according to the Rabbonon, so Afalgav di Hechm, I Rabbi Yehuda, Avodav de lo yachlitz, and here the Mishneh. So in other words, according to Rabbonon, as long as it's the same midah, so even if it fermented, so it still has it in of mine, not of me peres.